have something very unusual tonight, so we're going to just get right into it. We all know that Santa is very busy this year. There is so much to do. Gifts to get ready, elves to supervise, checking over the naughty list twice, not to mention Mrs. Claus' honeydew list. He has extra busy this year. He has been a consultant for the free shopping operations of Amazon, Walmart, Target, and a bunch of other retailers. So we're not absolutely sure he will be dropping by. However, Santa has a lot of helpers. Most of them wear corporate uniform. You know, the red suit, pointy hat, long white whiskers. You've probably seen a few around. However, it is not unusual for Santa to put in an undercover appearance. So you never know if that guy in the mall or ringing the bell in the corner is the real thing or just one of his helpers. It's best to assume that it is the man, lest you get on the naughty list. Tonight, we hope that some of his helpers drop by. We know they are very busy this close to Christmas Eve. We have stories to tell, too. I will be watching from the back.
Ho, 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 ho! Ha, ha, ha! Ho, 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 ha!
We have...
Ho, ho, ho!
Here before us tonight, Grandfather Frost.
Jack
Frost.
Jack
Frost. Jack Frost.
You got it.
All right.
Ah, yes.
Welcome.
And welcome. I'm one of Santa's helpers. Can't you tell?
I can tell. But you look a little bit different than what we think of for Christmas. There's no red, no pointy hats, no curly toes.
Well, what do you expect? I'm Grandfather Frost.
Ah, okay. Well, Grandfather Frost, tell us a little bit about what
you
do.
Well, I got to tell you a little bit about me here.
All right.
You know, I used to be a magician.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a nasty magician. I used to play a lot of tricks.
Uh-oh.
I would sneak upon people and nip their noses or their toesies.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, with frost. And I'd take my magic wand, and I would hit them with some frost on their windshield when they're in a hurry.
Yeah.
Or on their windows when they're trying to see out. And they would look out, all they see is this beautiful feathery frost, because I'm quite an artist. I am. But anyway, but then, you know, I'll hit them with blizzards.
Mm.
Oh, or terrible wind and snow and ice storms and break down the trees. To let them know that I'm still around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I can't quite figure this out, but... My mustache falls off. That's what happens when you're frosty. But anyway, I can't quite figure this out because they keep singing and singing and singing about let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. But the second I give them snow, they're complaining.
Yes.
I don't understand that. But, you know, I have a nice family. I'm a family man. And my wife's name is Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I have three sons, and I named them after the winter months: November, January, and February. Not quite enough stuff over here. Anyway, and I have a granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And my granddaughter is the most beautiful granddaughter you ever saw. And there's a story about her. Her name is Snuggaroka.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggaroka. And long ago there was a village. And in this village, I think I need to shave. Whoa!
Magic!
That did the trick. Okay. In this village there lived an old couple. They were a very kind, sweet old couple, but they had never had children. And they were very sad because they had never had any children of their own. But one day, I was around, and I thought, what the heck, it's time for a little bit of winter wonderland. So I laid out a nice, thick blanket of beautiful snow around their homes and across the meadows. And as they looked out the window, they saw the children playing, and they were throwing snowballs. And you know, I keep note of the snowball throwing. Santa has me keep a list. And they were building snowmen. The old man, he looked out the window and little bit of a sparkle popped up in his eye, and he says, "Ma, why don't we go outside and build ourselves a snow daughter?" "What? Yeah, it'll be fun." Well, she was old, but she still had a bit of twinkle in her eye, too, and so they went out. They started pushing the snow around, and they rolled up a big ball and put another ball on top of it, another ball on top of that, and they began to shape it. They shaped in some arms, and they shaped in a head, and then the old woman ran inside, and she got a couple of blue beads and poked them in for eyes, and they found some sticks and stuck them in the arms, you know, and the snow was falling, and it was falling on the arms, and I just happened to see this and realized how kind those people were, and I kind of reached out while they were looking and tapped that snow daughter. And the snow started to fall away. And the lips, they turned red. And the eyes began to sparkle like the bluest of skies. And the snow began to fall away and reveal a beautiful, slender young woman. Fair of skin with long golden hair. And they looked at her and they were amazed. They had a daughter. And she says, "I will come and take care of you. I will come into your cottage and do your chores." And so they named her Snegurka, the ka, Snegurka ka. And she came in and she lived with them, and the winter was blowing outside and it was rattling the eaves and it was scattering hailstones against the windows, and she just smiled when that happened. But on those rare days when the sun began to shine, she looked sad. Well, this went on for months, and she grew and she sparkled, and they enjoyed every moment with her. And yet, as the winter began to turn towards spring, she began to get sadder and sadder. And so they took her to a winter festival. It was one of the last festivals of the season. And while she was at the festival, she heard the beautiful tones of a flute being played. And she saw a young man playing his flute. And her blue eyes sparkled even more as his dark eyes, very handsome, looked into hers. And she began to feel, sadly to say, a bit of warmth in her heart. Now her skin was still pale as the palest of snow, and her eyes were blue as the sky, and her lips were red. But as she went home, she couldn't stop thinking of this man. And he sent her a note, and he said, "I will meet you in the meadow." And with excitement, she ran to the edge of the forest, and the sun was starting to come down, and the snow was melting. There he was, playing his flute. And she stepped out to the snow drift, and she stepped out again onto bare ground, and all of a sudden, she was gone. Well, the man was sad. And the old woman and her husband were sad. But they knew this day would come, because when you have a snow child, someday the summers will come and they will leave and be gone from you. But I was watching all this from the woods. And as she vanished, I gathered her mist and took it with me to the north, and I brought her back. And now she's my darling granddaughter. And she assists me as I travel. As I go out, and now, by the way, you know, I used to be a bad magician, but I hooked up with Santa Claus as one of his helpers. And that's really exciting, because now I get to give gifts to children on New Year's Day. Now you're thinking, January 1st. No, this is the Russian New Year, January 7th. But I come and I give gifts to children, and she assists me, and we hop into the Troika. And I say, "Onward, my steeds, and my three winter white horses. Pull that sleigh as we go out and give the gifts." Now, in the summer months when it's hot, she stays in the north. But when the winter comes, she stands beside me in all her beauty. And that's the story of my granddaughter.
It does sound beautiful.
But I got to go.
Okay.
My troika is double parked out there, and those horses are getting very impatient.
All right. Well, thank you, Jack Frost.
So I'll see you.
All right.
And just remember, if you find something biting your nose,
yeah,
probably me.
All right.
Merry Christmas! Merry!